اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions in practical tajweed rules held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I really, really welcome you all, and also our brothers here, Brother Ali Nasir and Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah and Fawad Haider. Inshallah, today, Ayah 120 of Surah Ali Imran on page 65 will be our main topic. So, without wasting the time, let's first everybody listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In tamsaskum hasanatun tasu'hum wa in tusibkum sayyi'atun yafrahu biha. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ.
That was a nice recitation, but don't worry, okay? Inshallah, if you'd love to recite that way, stay with us, brothers and sisters, till the end of this session. We'll have an explanation first, tajweed rules second, and third, we'll practice the recitation with tajweed rules. Inshallah, we'll have the result maybe this way, right? Well, we hope, yeah. So, Allah Almighty in Ayah 120 of Surah Ali Imran, the family of Prophet Imran, and on page 65 says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤُهُمْ وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. So, Allah Almighty says, إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ, if some good things, okay, good thing should befall you, if something good happens to you, okay, easily, if something happens to you, something good happens to you, it upsets them. Who? The kuffar. Those people that you think they really are friends of you, but they are not, right? If something good happens to you, it upsets them. وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ, but if some ill or something bad happens to you, they rejoice at it. يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا, they will enjoy it. Wow, that's what I wanted. Okay? And if something good happens to you, oh God, why? Why? They become sad. Is a friend like this?
No.
No? A friend is not this way. A friend in need is a friend indeed. A real friend is the one who becomes sad in our sadness, who grieves, okay, for our sadness, and who becomes happy with our happiness. But this kind of people, the kuffar, okay, they are not like this. If you have like relationships, yeah, he's your neighbor, it's okay. Do not harm them, okay? Respect them as human beings, okay? But do not have close relationships with them. Do not reveal your secrets with them. Sometimes we want to make friends, okay, with them, just to guide them. But remember that
If you are not capable enough of guiding, okay? If you yourself are not guided, if you don't have enough knowledge, okay, about your religion, okay? God forbid you will be misled. They will misguide. They will guide you to their religion. So remember, even if you have this intention to guide them, first yourself should know much about your religion, okay? Enough. You should have enough knowledge about your religion. Not to, God forbid, to fall in trouble, okay? If they asked any questions from you, you should be able to answer them. If you are not, you will fall in doubt. And if you don't go for the answers to your questions, you will like start disbelieving to your religion. So, Allah Almighty says, وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا. But if something bad happens to you, they rejoice at it. They will enjoy it. Wow, that's what I wanted to happen to him. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا, O people, O mu'min, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا. And yet, if you are patient, وَتَتَّقُوا, and God-wary, okay, if you apply taqwa and if you are patient about what they try to do to harm you, okay, if you are patient at these things, what happens? لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيَا. If you are a believer, if you are a believer, believe that whatever Allah Almighty says is right. لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ شَيْئًا. They will not harm you anything. Yeah, this kind of harms, okay, that daily you see, okay, one Muslim is killed there, got martyred. This kind of things happen, okay? But at all, okay, generally they cannot harm you. You are stronger than them. All Muslims, you are stronger than them, all right? وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Their plot, their guile will not harm you in any way. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. Indeed, Allah comprehends. Allah has knowledge over what they do. Alright? That's Allah has knowledge. Allah knows what they want to do. And Allah knows what is the outcome of their deeds, okay? Their actions, their plans. And Allah is telling us, informing us of their plots, informing us of their attributes, their feelings about us. So, that's it, guys. Be careful, inshallah. May Allah protect us from all their plots, inshallah, and help us stay strong against them, inshallah, and defend Islamic teachings.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Okay, ready to go to the Tajweed rules?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's all from us, okay, in explanation. But that was a short one. Remember, you have to refer to the Tafsir books. In this ayah, the first important point that we should mention is let's generally talk about the rules of Tanween and Nun Sakin. There are how many rules for Tanween and Nun Sakin?
Four
rules. So we have four people here. So each of you will say one of them. Hussein?
First rule is Idgham.
Idgham. Ali Nasir?
We have Idhar.
Idhar. Fawad?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. And Hassan?
Hussein.
Iqlab. Good job. So Idgham means Hassan? Hussein?
To merge.
Merging sound. Idhar?
Idhar means to not change anything.
Yeah, clearly.
Clearly read the, pronounce.
Ikhfa means?
To hide the sound of the tanween or noon, depending on the next letter.
Good job, nice explanation. And Hassan, Iqlab means?
Changing.
Yeah, Iqlab means changing. Changing of the sound of tanween or noon sakin into meme, hidden meme sound. In case you have a ba after the tanween or noon sakin. So it depends. These different rules depend on what? On the letter that comes right after the tanween or noon sakin. So, if one of these letters, yar malun, ya ra mim lam waw noon, comes after the tanween or noon sakin, the rule idgham is applied as Hussein said. We merge the sound, we join them. If the throat letters, hamza, ha, ha, kha, Ayn, Ghayn, one of these six letters come right after the Tanween or Nun Sakin, the rule idhar is applied, as Ali Nasir said. And if the letter ba comes right after the tanween or nun sakin, the rule iqlab is applied, as Hassan said. And the rest of the letters, a lot, many more letters are there, like 13 letters are there, 15 letters are there. But if they come after the tanween or nun sakin, the rule, what rule is applied?
Ikhfa.
As Fawad explained it. MashaAllah to Fawad, to Ali Nasir, to Hassan, to Hussein. Alright, now, in tamsaskum, in nun sakin, ta, rest of the letters. Yes? The rule?
Ikhfa.
In tamsaskum. Easy, hide the sound. Hasanatun, tanween plus ta, ta, rest of the letters. Hasanatun, what rule? Fawad's rule, ikhfa.
Yes.
Hasanatun, tasu'hum. Again, Fawad's. Oh, Fawad, what are you doing? All the rules are for you. وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ. Okay. If ba, qaf, ta, good job. Five letters are there that if you see they appear, if they appear sakin, you have to apply the rule qalqala. Which means, yes, which means you pronounce them with an echoing sound. تُصِبْ, تُصِبْكُمْ, qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ. Tanween plus ya. Ya matches the letters of
يَرْمَلُونَ.
يَرْمَلُونَ. As Hussein said. Hussein, what rule is applied?
إِدْغَام.
إِدْغَام. سَيِّئَتُي يَفْرَحُ بِهَا. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا. Again, إِدْغَام. إِخْفَى. وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Shay'an, but if you stop here, Tanwin Fatha changes to Alif Mad. Shay'a. Qila tells you it's better to stop here, but you can continue. Inna Allaha, Nun Mushaddad, nasal sound. Inna Allaha, Bima Ya'maluna Muhit. When you stop here, the Tanwin on Ta changes to Sukun, and you must apply the rule Qalqala. Pronounce it with an echoing sound. So that's all for Tajweed rules in this ayah. Now, what we promised earlier in the beginning of the session, we'll practice the recitation. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Yes. Ready? Yeah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها
إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها
وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا
وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا
إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ
إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Hassan, thank you so much. That's it from us for today, brothers and sisters. If you want to learn Tajweed rules, recite the Quran with Tajweed rules beautifully and correctly, join us every day on IRB English Radio this time. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان